Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. I think a lot of us know that when you think of fish and chips, you think of England.
Well, sure, man.
I was going to say, when I went over there, that was like the couple things I had to have. A, English breakfast.
Did that as well.
Fry up, if you will. Mm-hmm. Wanted to have the fish and chips, get that one long piece of fish.
Did that as well.
And then also, you got to get a sausage roll.
Don't know if I did that. I don't think I did the sausage roll.
I like cheap ones from Greg's.
All right, before you get into this, Ted, I have a question for you. If you go to get fish and chips, are you a malt vinegar guy or are you a tartar guy?
I am both.
You are? Okay.
I'm malt vinegar all the way.
I will put malt vinegar on the fish and the chips.
Me too.
But sometimes, if there's like two pieces of fish, one fish might get no vinegar and just dip it in the tartar.
Why is malt vinegar the only condiment that most people do not have at home that is delicious?
You know what? Because I don't think we deep fry enough at home.
Well, but even if you get some French fries, you make them in the air fryer, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't think most people make good. I would not want to waste my malt vinegar on my air-fried fries versus when I get them at the restaurant that have clearly been deep-fried.
All Miles, that is a very good question, though, because I love malt vinegar.
I do, too. I do not own a bottle.
No,
and I don't know why.
And I will say also, I think it just depends on proximity, where you are. On the East Coast, putting not even just malt vinegar, right? Like, if you went to this famous place on the boardwalk at Ocean City, Thrashers, that's the thing. People sit there and dump salt and vinegar on the fries.
Right.
So I think because you're closer to England. And then when I moved to Seattle, like, the first place I got really good fish and chips was Spud.
Yeah.
Out in West Seattle. But it shocked me the first time I went to Dick's, and they had tartar sauce. And I was like, why do you guys have tartar? And people on the West Coast, especially in the Northwest, Pacific Northwest, it's not odd to dip your fries in tartar.
Yep. It's not bad, but you're right. East Coast, you don't see that much, but vinegar was on everything.
What do they have in England? Is it tartar or is it?
It's tartar and vinegar.
It's both.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's like getting ketchup and mustard here.
Gotcha.
Like, use whatever you want, but these two things you get without question.
Fish and chips, obviously, fried fish and batter served with chips. It originated in England, where basically two components have been introduced by separate immigrant cultures. Now it's kind of known as like Britain's national dish. Also, as they call it, takeaway food.
Yeah.
I do love those little containers, man. It's like long and only about this wide. It'd be like if Subway put their subs in a little box. But it's just fish and chips. And then you open it up, the tartar sauce is in there, and you start dumping vinegar.
You know what else they sell there? And the first time I went to England, what do they call them?
At a chip shop?
Yeah, but it's like the chippy bits, basically. So at the end of the day, right?
All the crumbs from the...
They put them to the side and save them. And for less money, like people go in there and you get bags or boxes of them. And it's, look, man, it's just a deep fried batter. But it's freaking delicious.
Long John Silver's used to have that.
Yeah, fish and chips you can get almost anywhere in England.
Sure.
But when you go to like a, when you go, what did I just call it? A chip shop or whatever. Like basically, they fry a lot more stuff than just that. You can get fried sausages.
Oh, yeah.
You can fried whatever. That's just what they do.
It's
in
almost like
shops.
A state fair.
I think Long John's used to call them crumbles or crumbs because it was on the menu. You could get a little side.
I don't remember
cents.
That, but yeah, it makes sense.
All right, so these this comes to us from Eater Seattle. These are, as they say, fantastic fish and chips in the Seattle area. I have not been to this one, but I love taking a little day trip over to Bainbridge Island. Proper fish.
Ooh.
They say it looks exactly what's served at English Seaside Pub. 12-inch cod with thick-cut chips and a dollop of mushy peas. They say the crispy batter will survive a 5-minute walk down to the waterfront park. Right?
That's actually important. All right, good.
That is one thing. Fish and chips, you got to eat pretty quickly.
Yes, you do.
Like fish and chips, like, I don't know. That's one of the, there's a few things I don't, like, I don't mind taking leftovers, but like a salad, you're not going to eat the next day if the dressing's on.
You're right. Fish and chips, nah.
Ooh, that does look like a good piece of fish right there.
Yes, it does. Damn.
Let's go over to Ballard, McLeod Scottish Pub.
All right.
Alan McLeod, he's from Edinburgh. He opened it in 2011. So basically, fish and chips now are the headlines of the menu there. And he's got a happy hour portion available from 4 to 6.
Okay. Mm.
He's got bright green mushy peas.
I mean, I would not use the mushy peas, but I respect that they show up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Traditional. You're like, all right, man, I respect that.
And as long as we're talking about English dishes, they should. I don't know why they don't put the Sunday roast on there more.
What's involved in the Sunday roast?
Usually some type of roast.
Yeah, well, got that part, yes. Like
potatoes, carrots, gravy, and Yorkshire pudding.
Hmm.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, it's just a solid hearty meal.
Well, we're getting near to stew weather.
Marination. Fish and chips over there on Alki Beach. They say it's a Hawaiian restaurant. The breading has layers upon layers of crispy panko. It's signature sauces, like a miso ginger tartar that you're not going to find anywhere else. Also, I will say this. Like, traditional fish and chips, awesome. I don't mind this either. Panko, yeah. Frying.
Yeah, but, right. The batter, to me, matters less than the final product.
Yeah.
Right, so if you said, man, I do it in cornmeal. Cool. Do it in panko. Cool.
Right, like Miles was asking earlier, do you prefer like the beer batter or this and that? I'm with you. If your piece of fish or your chicken tender, whatever you've battered, if the batter's good, then that's my favorite right. batter for that day.
It absolutely is, yeah.
Little Chinooks. they've got, and this is nice, you can have cod, native cod, okay. Wild salmon,
ooh,
ling cod, or halibut.
They hook it up.
Yeah, again, talking panko breaded cod. That's what you're going to get. I would get the halibut. I mean, look, it's going to be a little pricey or whatever, but it is halibut. It's delicious. Like they say, they're like, you don't even need tartar sauce for that
one. I'll also say this, as far as that place goes, if you have guests that come in from out of town, that's a great spot. Based on the fact that it's waterfront, but it's all the boats that come in from Alaska, all the fishermen. It's in the fisherman's terminal. If someone wants seafood and they want to come here for that, if you don't want to spend a lot of money, but you still want to get a lot of great food at a good price, comparatively with correct. Seafood, that is a great place to go because every slice of piece of fish they have there, they will bread it for you, they will blacken it for you, they'll pan fry it.
That's cool.
So you just pick your fish, then pick your plate, and it's awesome.
Yeah, blacken salmon Caesar. I've heard that, David.
Yeah, you've heard that.
Throw. What did you mention first of all today on the show?
Pacific Inn.
Damn right. They're secretly spiced panko breaded fish and chips.
Anthony Bourdain.
Anthony Bourdain, right. Got his blessing in a 2017 episode of Parts Unknown.
I bet it did, man.
Right. And credit, when we first moved here, people were telling us about that place.
Got him Ronnie specifically. And it was just weird, right? Babe. So this guy, seriously, for like 3 months, he's like, babe, this was 5 days a week that we worked with him. You got to try the fish and chips at Pacific Inn. And in my head, like, look, I like fish and chips, man, but, like, they're fish and chips. We finally went to Pacific Inn. Like, babe, now you got to order the fish and chips. Okay, Ronnie, I'm just here for beer. I will order the fish and chips. And I'm like, these are the best fish and chips I've had in my freaking life.
And also, they put that on a fish sandwich. Same fish. Ooh. So if you want to get down there and get a really good fish sandwich, hamburger, wings, Pacific Inn has a deck out on the side. I mean, that's a great, iconic spot. That so far has not been knocked down and replaced by a giant tower.
You're right. I just haven't been in there. I just don't go in there enough. But last time I was in there, I was talking with the bartender. And I, just BS or whatever. And I was like, I heard Miles Montgomery comes in here. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, well, I work with him. He's like, oh, no S.
What an ass.
I figured he'd throw you out.
No.
Get the hell out.
It's probably Nate or Joe.
Yeah, it was just funny watching his,
maybe Jill.
He got it. And then he's like, what do you, you probably want a shot then. I was like, yeah, man, I work with Miles. It was just funny. He's like, yeah, well.
You probably
he
want
didn't
a shot.
Sell you out, but then, you know me. Sometimes I like to mess with people and see how far I could take it.
He could have.
Yeah. Old Stove Brewing down there in the market. They got great views of the Puget Sound. Good beer list, fish and chips using the brewery's Belgian ale. Market Seafood Eatery. This is a place up in Edmonds, but they opened one in downtown Seattle. The menu focuses, as they say, on an array of lobster and crab rolls, but the first fish and chips are also delicious. They're using thin beer batter, so you get pieces of rockfish. It's a little bit lighter than like the heaviness of the English fish and chips.
That's fair.
Let's see. You also have Burien Fish House. That one's pretty good. You have all types of choices as well. Halibut, salmon, cod, or shrimp. Nothing wrong with a little shrimp bowl either. Fire that one up. Bait Shop, that's up on Capitol Hill. That place is cool. I used to go in there a decent amount. They also have like alcoholic slushies and everything.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sold.
Yeah.
And it's fish and chips. And like it's like going to a real chip shop, man. They got a lot of stuff in there. Cool place. And then the last one is Jackson's Catfish Corner down there in the Central District. Gonna be awesome. I mean, I would go there for catfish and chips. Right, and he's going to do it classic, right? Spicy tartar, Louisiana-style hot sauce. You can also swap out the chips for a handful of crispy hush puppies.
Ooh, all right.
All right. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shot of the Day is coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.